3, 2, 1. And this is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1. And right now on the line with us, we have Medium, who's going to be talking to us about Raza Day out there in San Jose State University. Así que welcome to the show, Medium. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing out there in San Jose State.
Okay, so like you said, my name is Miriam Mosqueda. I'm a student at San Jose State University. I'm majoring in political science, minoring in history, and I'm also the co-chair of MECHA, which stands for Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano Chicana de Aztlán at San Jose State. So what MECHA mainly focuses on is just like empowering youth and educating ourselves politically on our culture, our history, social awareness. But like I mentioned, we focus on empowering youth as well. And one of the main things that how we kind of like hope to empower youth is through Raza Day. So it's an annual event that we hold every year, and it's actually coming up next week, Friday, March 21st from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at San Jose State University. So we're all really excited about that. We're in the middle of planning it and finishing up the planning for that. So hopefully it goes well.
And what are some of the activities you've had in the past at the Raza Day?
Yeah, so what Raza Day pretty much is, it's, like I mentioned, it's an annual youth conference. So we invite 300 to 400 Bay Area youth to San Jose State. The whole event is free. We have free breakfast, free lunch for them. We provide them with entertainment, and we provide them also with different workshops. So we provide them with workshops that are mostly about things that they kind of like don't teach the kids within the school system. So kind of like, you know, when you're in school and you're like looking at a history book, what you're reading there is kind of just like one side of the story, but there's a lot of information out there that they're not explaining to the youth. And so we have workshops about like know your rights, or talking about like black on black crime, white on white crime, brown on brown crime. We have like some stencil for justice workshops, hip hop workshops, and spoken word workshops that we offer to the youth, and everyone just has a really good time.
Word. And I heard there's definitely been some racial tension happening there as well.
Yeah, there has been. At San Jose State, a lot of things are heating up right now. I'm sure you've all heard about the hate crime that happened. Well, that was happening, I believe, in August, and the school got word of it in November. So everything's been like really heated, and there's a lot of, like you said, racial tension that's been going on. So MECHA has been kind of like focusing on like just us like educating ourselves like culturally, and just like being aware of like being aware and being mindful of like, you know, the folks that are around you, and you know, focusing on kind of like uniting the campus as well.
Word. And definitely Raza Day sounds like a great day to do that, because it is for la raza humana, you know.
Yes, definitely. A lot of people actually get confused because they hear raza and they think like, oh, because it's a Spanish word. So they're like, oh, it's probably only for Latinos, Latinas, like Chicano, Chicana youth. But that's actually not true. Like you said, la raza humana, like it's for the human race, for people. So when we talk about Raza Day, we're talking about a day for the people, for us to all come together. And the youth, especially, we have like a diverse group of youth that comes through to Raza Day, and they just kind of like take part in the day. And then the volunteers, they'll come from like different organizations on campus as well. They come through and they help us out during the day, and they help make the event successful. So,
and tell us a little bit about yourself. Why is this important for you, and why do you feel like you want to get involved in this organization of organizing for Raza Day?
Well, I think it's kind of like a lot of folks who end up organizing or kind of like taking a stand on something that they see is like an injustice, it's because maybe they've experienced injustice in within that realm in some way. And I felt like I kind of received that or I witnessed it in the high school system and the public school system in general. I had mentioned earlier, the public school system, it kind of just teaches you like one particular way to do things, and it just teaches you like one side of the story. But in actuality, like I said, there's so much more information out there that they're not telling the youth, that I feel is important for the youth to know, because it's not okay for them to just be exposed to just like tidbits of information when there's so much out there that's beneficial to them that they're not being told, that could really help them. But since they're not being told that particular information, then they're kind of like shut out, you know? And so I think like when we talk about Raza Day, it's really important to have so that the students can come and learn outside of the classroom and kind of learn to see the bigger picture and where they fit within that bigger picture and, you know, kind of learn the things that they're not being told about the school system, so that they can learn to empower themselves and so that they can learn to free their minds from whatever it is that they were like kind of in a way trained to think, you know, within the public school system or the school system in general. So when I was in high school, like I kind of saw that and I saw like a lot of my friends and myself as well kind of like fall into, like I said, like you're kind of like trained, you know, to think a certain way. But it wasn't until I got to college that I saw that there was so much information that I wasn't being told that really could have helped me and, you know, the other friends or like whoever it was that I surrounded myself with. So I kind of feel like Raza Day is really important so that students could, like I said earlier, get to see the bigger picture.
That's right. And talking about the bigger picture, where, like you're saying, instead of the system helping to learn about your roots and your culture, and, you know, the overall education system focused around a Eurocentric curriculum, you know, we basically are seeing this enforcement of the Eurocentric curriculum and denying the right to ethnic studies, for example, in Arizona, or the attack here as well in California. And also at the same time, seeing that now the UC system has this new president, that's Janet Napolitano, which also deported over, you know, I'm saying 2 million people, you know?
Definitely. And I mean, I kind of didn't realize that until, you know, I came to college and I started to expose myself a little bit more. I got exposed a little bit more. Outside of, like you said, the Eurocentric information that you're taught in high school and like within the education system. And I mean, I always kind of, one of my friends, his name's Andrew. He's a local hip hop artist in San Jose. He goes by Society. And he has this one line in this particular song that always sticks with me. And it's just, he says that the winners get to write history. So what's life like for a revolutionary? And that line, I feel, is just like so influential because, like you said, it's everything that you're taught is very Eurocentric. And it's kind of like the line that he says in his song, the winners get to write history. So they wrote history the way he told it from their perspective. But what about all of these other perspectives that weren't told? What about our true history that we're not being told and exposed to, you know, through the school system? So, through Raza Day, we kind of like hope to open that door for the youth, you know, so they can kind of like learn that you can't let school get in the way of your education, you know?
That's right. And once again, education is all around you, is everywhere, especially in your house, with your familia, you know, in your community.
Yeah, definitely.
So again, Raza Day is happening, and tell us once again where it's happening and where can folks get more information?
Okay, sure. So Raza Day is at San Jose State in the ballroom in the Student Union, and it's March 21st from 8 a.m. until 2:30. So if you all want more information, you can feel free to email us at sjsurasaday@yahoo.com. And you all can feel free to stop by. And if you want to volunteer or just check it out, whatever it is, we'll be there March 21st, 8 a.m. to 2:30.
Word. And I know, I think I went one time and y'all had some lowrider shows out there.
Oh, I think you're talking about the San Jose City College, Mecha. They have a car show that they put on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had it last year also, but I don't think they had it this year. But
word. And yeah, no, most definitely. I appreciate the lowrider car shows as well from the other Mecha campus, you know. And so tell us real quick about Mecha. How can folks and students get involved with Mecha as well?
Yeah, we have a a Facebook group page. So if you all want to go ahead and look up SJSU Mecha on Facebook, feel free to add us. And then our meetings are every Tuesday at, every Tuesday at the MLK Library 5th floor cultural room. So at 6 p.m. So if anyone wants to stop by, more than welcome.
Word, and most definitely, you know, thank you for all your good work. And, you know, again, Raza Day is going to be in the ballroom in San Jose State.
Yes. Ballroom at San Jose State, March 21st.
March 21st from 8 a.m. to
2:30 p.m.
So if folks work with youth, they can just look up your Facebook page. Is that right?
Yeah, they can look up our Facebook page. And if they want to attend Raza Day, then they can go ahead and email us at the email that I said earlier. So sjsurazade@yahoo.com.
Orale,
orale. And just let us know.
Órale, pues, pues, una vez más, muchas gracias. Y en español, ¿cómo le ponemos ahí? Raza de, ¿a qué horas?
Raza de va a ser el 21 de marzo, de las 8 de la mañana hasta las 2:30 en la Universidad de San José. En, I don't know how to say ballroom in Spanish.
En el ballroom.
Yeah, in the ballroom. So si quieren ahí nomás pasar a mirar lo que nosotros estamos haciendo, están bienvenidos.
Y estamos hablando con Miriam, que está con nosotros desde San José, ahí con Mecha, y una vez más está en San José State University, y están ahí en la organización que se llama Mecha. Y ¿cómo puede agarrar más información los estudiantes que hablan español para sobre Mecha?
Si quieren, en el Facebook, ahí nomás pueden buscarnos SJSU Mecha. Y ahí pueden agarrar la información por Facebook, o también nosotros tenemos las juntas cada martes a las 6 de la noche en la librería de Martin Luther King, ahí que está por San Fernando y 4th Street. Y estamos en el 5th floor cultural room. So si quisieran pasar ahí nomás para mirar lo que nosotros estamos haciendo, hablar con nosotros, también están bienvenidos.
Y para los que no hablan inglés, cuéntales un poco qué hace Mecha.
So Mecha, nosotros nos enfocamos en educarnos en nuestra cultura y la historia, y también con los con lo político que está pasando en nuestra comunidad, y también aquí en los Estados Unidos, lo que sea que está afectando a nuestras comunidades. Y nosotros también nos enfocamos en ayudando a los jóvenes que están en high school. Y queremos nosotros ayudarlos nomás para que se enseñen ellos de la cultura de ellos y la historia, y también de lo político y todo eso, para que ellos puedan aprender afuera de la escuela, y para que ellos puedan saber que hay mucha información que no les dicen, como en la escuela, que es muy importante para ellos.
Así es, las raíces, ¿que no?
Sí.
Una vez más, muchas gracias, Miriam Mosqueda, por estar con nosotros. Y aquí, ¿qué le dijeras tú a la juventud? What would you say to the youth out there?
I think one of the most important things that I always say, just like to anyone, just feed your mind and free your mind. So feed your mind with education, outside of the school system. With, like you said earlier, education is everywhere. So just take it in and feed your mind. And through that information that you obtain, use it to free your mind and see the bigger picture.
And real quickly, tell us, because we're in the month of La Mujer, you know, celebrando La Mujer. Cuéntanos, who are some of the women that you look up to that made you feel like you understood more or less what they were saying to you?
Hey, some of the women, I think probably my mom would be one, just because, you know, like growing up, you don't really understand like what's going on, but like after kind of, like I said, educating yourself outside of the school system, you get to see the bigger picture of things. And I kind of like, through my own education, I kind of saw like the bigger picture of like her struggles and like what she's kind of like undergone. So even though she hasn't maybe directly educated me on certain things, like I learn a lot from observing her and, you know, the work that she does. So my mom would probably be like one of the biggest ones. My mom, and then I've had my counselors from high school as well, or like some teachers that I've encountered in high school that kind of like encouraged me to, like I said, see the bigger picture and open my eyes to a lot of things. So I owe a lot of kind of like the work that I've done now to women that I've encountered in the past, whether that be like teachers or my mother.
Así es. Felicidades a la mamá.
Thank you.
Word, most definitely. Well, once again, thank you for being with us right here on Setting the Standard. Miriam Mosquedo from San Jose State University out there with Mecha. And we're going to be right back after this quick music break. Don't forget, Raza Day, March 21st from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. ¿Que no?
Mm-hmm.
Órale, pues. And we'll be right back after this quick music break.